My guest today has served in the U.S. Army for 21 years. He's a retired military officer, had a plethora of roles from facilities management into recruiting and projects and leadership, moved his career into CompuCom, served there on the field services team, and headed the Office Depot team for over 1,400 stores, focusing on process optimization and other MSP duties as assigned. He's the manager now of IT operations at Midrex, an iron-making technology company, doing lots of things like from network infrastructure, data center maintenance, IT security, and the service desk. Welcome to Ticket Volume, news and information for improving IT experiences, powered by Invigate. Welcome to Ticket Volume, Danny Catelli.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for the very honorable introduction. I'm humbled. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks for taking the time to be here. So tell us a little bit about your role at Midrex. What do you like? You sounds like you do a lot of different things. What's a day look like for you?
The IT team is pretty small here at Midrex. We are very agile in what we do. We cannot afford to be subject matter experts or one trick ponies per se. You have to be jack of all trades. I consider myself like the oil, and my teammates are like the big wheels that are churning and burning either tickets or projects. So we do a lot of things for our company, like you already mentioned, data center operations or networking or IT security, service desk tickets, and servicing our teammates globally in India, UK, China, Dubai, Russia, quite a few countries. And we are also a growing company, so it's very fast-paced and lots going on here.
I want to coin this term, tier infinity, because you're in this diverse, smallish, I'll say medium-sized company, and the buck stops at your team, right? There's really nowhere else to go. So you're tier one, you're tier two, you're tier three, you're all the tiers until the things get fixed, right?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. That's always a super big challenge, but I've always found it to be very rewarding to work in those small teams because you grow close, you really can sink your teeth in broadly, but that's the ADHD in me talking.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Midrex is taking you through a leadership training kind of thing, like a mini MBA. What is that? What's that all about?
Yeah, in the words of our CEO and president, our people are our greatest assets. Midrex has a very unique culture that I have never seen anywhere. They're very people-oriented. They focus a lot of their time and energy and even money into people. And one of the things why this leadership course or session was created for the managers and the directors of this company was because of improvements that we saw on the recruitment side, on the retention side, on the performance management side, etc. So we recently were required to read this book called The Ideal Team Player, where it talks about humble, hungry, smart. It's written by Patrick Lencioni, same author as from the book Five Dysfunctions of a Team. And so I'm all full on board. I'm very passionate about humble, hungry, smart. And so we are really gearing towards a Midrex where we are recruiting humble, hungry, smart people. We are retaining those same types of people, and we are managing and leading from that same lens.
That's great. Love the Patrick Lencioni books. One of my favorite recommendations is there's a comic book version of Five Dysfunctions of a Team. If you like comic books or graphic novels, definitely pick it up. It's one of my favorite comic books of all time, which is really nerdy to say. But I also really like just that description, humble, hungry, smart. That is exactly how I would describe you, actually. You're not overly bragging. You clearly are interested in learning, and you definitely bring the thunder when it comes to intelligence and experience and that methodical, curiosity, I'll say.
I don't think I'm humble, hungry, smart, but take your compliment.
Good, good. All right, a little less humility now. No, that's great. And you're in a leadership position, so it's so important, that cultural aspect that you talked about, how it's unique. It's always surprising to me when I come across those tiny microcosms of cultures that are like that. And it's great because those small and medium-sized companies, that's really how you can keep those going. You mentioned that your company is focused on retention. So how do you keep existing staff happy and engaged? What makes a good team to you?
Yeah, great question. Five folks from the larger group have been assigned the retention project, on which I'm one of the teammates. And retention is really key for Midrex because we are a very unique company. We are a very small company with a large global footprint. We've been designing plants for over 50 years. We have plants in over 32 countries that are still operational. So there's a lot of experience and knowledge with folks who are currently employed at Midrex. And many folks stay with Midrex for 20, 30 years. Some folks even retire and then come back to work at Midrex. So when someone leaves Midrex, it really hurts us from a knowledge standpoint, experience standpoint, all the intricacies of these plants in different locations. Malaysia is this, Saudi Arabia is that. So retention is a very key ingredient in our approach for recruiting, performance management, etc. That being said, specifically with the IT team, my team is really small. Like I mentioned, we are required to be jack of all trades, and we have to help each other. We are very agile, but we are also very family focused. We have great chemistry within the team. So retaining our family members within the IT operations team is really important. We have had challenges in the past with retention, and a team can only sustain so long for picking up someone else's work. You got to hire another person and quickly before other people get burnt out. So, yeah, retention is pretty prevalent within Midrex.
Yeah, yeah. How do you keep your small team inspired? How do you keep them going? How do you keep them energized about work?
Something I just learned from the HDI conference that you and I were both at. I do not know if you saw Kirk. He brought some toys and gizmos to play around with. He had the spotted toy. So one of the first things I did when I came back from that HDI conference, we went and bought these cool office toys. So now we have fidget spinners, we have some Rubik's cubes, we have some stress balls. We're going to put a chessboard of a you versus IT. So anytime someone comes to the service desk, they play they're allowed to make one move on the chessboard, and then the IT team's response would be one move, and then whoever comes next, so on and so forth. So different ideas. I brought a little putter, a golf putter, to just play some putt-putt golf around the carpet by the service desk. Stuff like that. We have a lot of transparency within the team. One of the things that my boss, the CIO, Curtis Hughes, he talked about autonomy, mastery, purpose. I coined the word AMP after that, and I always tell my teammates to be amped up. I want them to be autonomous in making decisions without me. So if I get hit by a bread truck or a beer truck, I want them to be able to make decisions and not be, oh, Danny's not here, what am I going to do? Stuff like that. And then mastery of their work, be truly have accountability and know your job to the best and continue to learn and learn quickly. And then purpose, to have a very defined reason for what you are doing. Because we are so agile and there's so much going on, you are required to prioritize your work. Sometimes we prioritize our work every hour, if not every day. We do have weekly team scrum meetings. It's very important that you know what the problem is that you are trying to solve.
Bingo. Bingo. I love that. I'm a sucker for those acronyms that just make sense. But really, that autonomy, mastery, and purpose, so much of that, I see new hires and new recruits and college grads in the market right now that are looking for a role, and they are really looking for that purpose, man. So I think the better that leadership can understand and communicate that to new hires, the more people they're going to attract, because that really is what drives people to work, besides the money element, of course.
Yeah.
And you mentioned HDI. I love that. When we were there, I just happened to mention this tour that you can do at the Zappos headquarters there that's in Las Vegas. Did you end up doing that tour?
Yeah, due to COVID, obviously, blame all the bad things on COVID, right?
Yeah.
Due to COVID, we weren't able to do a physical tour, but I was able to get in touch with their appropriate representatives at Zappos. And then later on, the entire retention team that I am on, we met with Zappos virtually to include our HR and our talent director, who were also present on the call. So a larger team was able to view and see their culture and some of the things that they do. In fact, one of the things that they do, we're going to actually recommend on the findings from our project, which we will be actually presenting to the executive staff next week on Friday. Really excited to let them know about those findings.
And what was it? What was the one thing?
So the one thing which they do is really cool. I think you mentioned it to me when I met you for the first time, was that so they bring on a new hire, they orient them, they get them acclimated, they train them, etc. And right after they graduate their training, before graduation, they will give that person an offer. And the offer is to take $5,000 and leave Zappos. So they're very astute about the type of teammate that joins their company. And I think because Midrex is growing so fast, we are doing things that have never been done before. We're about to build a skyscraper, right? Why not make sure your foundation really strong before you build this skyscraper? So one of the things we will be recommending to our executives is do the same thing like Zappos is. See if there are any weak links or folks who are not humble, hungry, smart, who want to leave the company, and then continue building that skyscraper so your foundation's pretty strong.
Wow. That's so powerful, dude. I love the metaphor of the skyscraper and the foundation, not only because you're in iron making, but that really, I don't think about it that way. I don't think about how that is a foundation to a team and you want to punch holes in it before you're depending on it for production and before you're depending on it like a family.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So thank you for sharing that story. So how can people connect with you? Where can they find you? Where can they learn more?
They can definitely find me on LinkedIn under Danny Catelli, and they can always message me there or follow me there. I'm not as active as I would like to be, but I'm moderately active.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on Ticket Volume, Danny.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for honoring me on your podcast. I'm far from perfect. I have lots to work on, but I'm really humbled. Thank you.
We all do. We all have stuff to work on. And there's that humility shining through again. And for our audience, thanks for hitting play. I'll see you around the way. Don't forget to send feedback. You can send it directly to me, matt@ticketvolume.com. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platforms. And thank you for listening to Ticket Volume, a podcast powered by Invigate.